Hello, this is Thompson Smiley with another of those incidents where we take a chapter from my Louisville magazine series, Smiley's Picks, into the studio to talk about some outstandingly interesting event in the arts and entertainment in Louisville. And I'm returning today to the subject of what for me is the most exciting event, frankly, in the entire spring calendar of this great city of ours, and that is the series of performances at the Kentucky Center of a musical called Billy Elliot. And I'm delighted to have as my guest in the studio Matthew Porter, who's Director of Public Relations for Broadway in Louisville. Congratulations on what I hear is a great forward buzz about Billy Elliot.
Yes, Billy Elliot has been very well received, and we're really looking forward to presenting it.
Are you worried about name recognition?
Yes and no. There are a lot of people in Louisville who are not even aware of the movie, which has been a bit of a challenge for us in getting the word out. But people trust the Broadway series. They trust the quality that we bring to them. And Billy Elliot was the 2009 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, won 10 Tonys that season. So, I mean, they trust us in bringing in the very best and brightest that Broadway has to offer. And Billy Elliot is no exception to that. It's actually one of my all-time favorites that I've ever seen on Broadway. And going in expecting to like it and not love it, and coming out loving it the way that I did, I hope that people in Louisville will be able to receive it the same way.
Well, I can't possibly agree with you more. I mean, I saw it in London and was absolutely dazzled by it. Again, the person who's told me to go to it, you know, I think may have oversold it, I thought, you know, but we coughed up and went with a couple of lady friends and had an absolute blast. It's emotionally one of the most overwhelming pieces I've seen. I think it's up there with Les Miserables as a really heart-wrenching story, but with a very positive ending to it.
Yes, it's got everything in it, including the heart-wrenching and heartbreaking number with Billy and his mother and his dance instructor. It makes you think about where you are with your family and with your parents and the struggles that families go through. And that is tough. But then we move along to another scene where we have, you know, his best friend, a young boy, dressing up in his sister's clothes and talking about how it's, you know, it's great to be different. So you can laugh, you know, 1 minute, you're crying the next. But it's very uplifting. And it's one of those performances that, like I said before, you go into expecting to like it, but you walk out just so overwhelmed with joy.
The whole sort of cross-dressing and children playing wardrobe is done in a very sort of delicate way. I mean, it's not as if it's sort of propaganda for childish cross-dressing or anything.
No, it lightens it up a little bit. It lightens up the whole theme of, you know, you're looking at this young boy who his dad wants him to be a boxer and not a ballet dancer. So when you look at it like that, it really kind of lightens that mood with gender stereotypes and all that good stuff.
Yes, it does. That's a very good point about gender stereotypes, the fact that a boy would be expected to do as a butch profession, like either being a miner or being a boxer. You mentioned earlier the dance instructor, and this is a kind of rattled soul, two-pack-a-day lady who lives in a particularly crummy part of particularly unpleasant part of England, the Northeast, and it's at a time of industrial decline. As we say, it's a rust belt, as we'd say in America. But this woman, I think, has a stunning role. I'm not going to refer to her as an actress because, of course, it'll be a different person here in Louisville. But she, in very many ways, is the linchpin.
Right, and the song, her big number, Shine, is just, it's really, it's remarkable how, when you piece everything together, how she kind of fills the void that he has lost his mother, and she fills that, and she fuels his passion for ballet, and it's just remarkable to watch. The story is, it won Best Book, and there's no wonder why it won Best Book, because it is so well written. You find all of these little niches throughout the entire storyline, and you see all these relationships come together, and she You want to smoke a cigarette and have a drink with her after
Absolutely.
You see the show, because she has such
half
a remarkable
a pack,
character.
I would think.
Yeah.
And three or four gins,
right,
is probably the preferred beverage. And then there are also, as I've hinted, some really smashing big numbers, like the clash between the police and the...
Right, and those are really stunning. I didn't expect so much of that as well, because, you know, like I just said, the story is really what drives all of this. But the staging and the lighting and the choreography are also top-notch Broadway quality. I mean, it's the big numbers, the small numbers, but the big numbers really resonate, and they really, you know, give, you know, other shows with the big numbers a run for their money.
I know when I was on a visit to England, the movie was running, and there was a lot of talk about it. It was considered, you know, one of these BBC type films that's more of an art house film.
Mm-hmm.
But it had a good attendance, nothing great. In America, I don't think it was a smasheroo cinema box office, though I understand it's done extraordinarily well on DVD rentals, if that's relevant or not. But kind of an art house film. And then here, Elton John takes this piece and I think uses exactly the same writers. You mentioned the excellence mm-hmm. of the book.
Yeah.
The same writer and the same stage director, Stephen Daughtry, who's best known in England, of course, the National Royal Shakespeare Company. And have you noticed how many of these arty directors find a musical, direct it, and retire wealthy? I mean, it's wonderful to serve art, but
yes,
it must be lovely to have a Broadway musical take off on you.
Yes.
That happens to happen now to Daughtry, as to many of his predecessors, with the result that the musical was a much greater event in England, as I think it has been in America, than
yes,
either the book or the film.
Yes, the music by Elton John it works very well with the book and with the story. There are a couple numbers that you will leave humming, but for the most part, the story is so good and the music blends so well with it that it's really just it brings it to life. If you've seen the movie, it's almost like seeing the movie in black and white and then seeing it on stage in Technicolor.
Exactly.
Because it's just brings
metaphor,
it all
yes,
to life.
I wonder, when I heard it was going to be made when I first heard that the musical was coming to Broadway after a highly successful and much honoured, as you mentioned, run in London, I wondered if the dialogue and the dialogue and the accents would be a problem, because it's quite firmly rooted in the northeast of England.
I actually, I will admit, when in the first probably 5 to 10 minutes of the show opening, it takes a little bit to start learning the dialect and getting it logged in to figure out what's going on. But it doesn't take very long at all for that to happen.
No, I didn't find it at all. That was one of the evening's pleasant surprises. Let us make sure we get the number right.
Sure. It's 584-7777. And you can also go to KentuckyCenter.org to find out more information about the show.
Well, we've been talking to Matthew Porter about the musical Billy Elliot, which runs the last week of June into July, a smasheroo coming to the Kentucky Centre for the Arts, courtesy of Broadway in Louisville. Thank you very much, Matthew.
Thank you. Pleasure.